Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. And that means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AlotSego.com, joins us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, we have been, of course, looking at the economic damage from COVID-19, and one of the areas especially hard hit is tourism. But that apparently is ramping back up in your region.
Well, we'll see about ramping, David, but some initial steps have been taken. First, here's some numbers. I was talking with Cassandra Harrington, the executive at the Tourism Promotion Agency here. She told me that in 2018, tourism brought in $206 million to Otsego County. Of that, $101 million was spent on payroll, creating more than 7,000 jobs. Of course, no tourism promotion at all has happened since March 13th, when the governor declared a state of emergency. That's about to change. Destination Marketing of Otsego County, as Cassandra's agency is called, is planning to launch its first promotion of the year June 1, and it's built around the great outdoors. That makes social distancing easy. You can kayak, alone or with your significant other. You can bike around the lake. Hiking, it's easy to stay 6 feet apart. You can sail or boat with close-knit family members. You can swim. You can picnic. All can be done with minimal contact with strangers. Usually, destination marketing reaches across the Northeast, the nation, and even the world. This summer, it's limiting its promotions to a 150-mile radius of Cooperstown. That reaches Rochester, into the Hudson Valley and the Berkshires, and down into Binghamton and Scranton, all areas that are moving to the new normal. All the major events are gone. The induction, the opera, the Clinton Regatta would have been this coming weekend, and the baseball camps are pretty much closed. But the attractions, the Hall of Fame, the museums, and Hyde Hall, the National Landmark Mansion overlooking the lake, are expected to open around July 1st. Then, at midsummer, the agency plans a second guarded promotion. No one wants to be overwhelmed. And in the fall, foliage. This is only possible because the coronavirus appears to be in retreat. There have been no new positive cases reported in 22 days. But of course, David, things could change this afternoon. Yesterday, the Otsego County Board of Representatives approved 59 layoffs, a tenth of the workforce, saving about $1 million. These are the first layoffs in years, and perhaps the most ever at one time. The meeting went on for 5 hours. The county treasurer, Alan Ruffles, has been conferring with other county treasurers and the Association of Counties for guidance. He told the representatives, if not enough cuts are made, the county could go bankrupt in 4 months. Still, the vote wasn't unanimous. 4 of the 14 representatives voted nay, but the measure went through. So far, about $4 million in cuts have been made, but the $110 million budget needs to be cut by about $15 million, 4 times as much.
He is Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AlotSego.com, where you can go to read these stories and much more. Jim, stay safe. We'll catch up with you next Thursday.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.